If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Time to check in with Chicago Tribune business reporter Robert Chanik for the weekly Chicago Media Report. Robert, good morning. You wrote about Ryan Baker leaving his job at CBS2. I worked with Ryan over at NBC5. Good guy. What's the story? Why is he leaving his job over there?
Well, he's actually going to become the president and CEO of First Tee Greater Chicago. It's a nonprofit organization that mentors youth through golf. He basically said it was, time for a change. Didn't give us a lot more insight beyond that, but 30, let's see, how many years was he in the business? You were with him back when in early 2000s,
yeah,
right?
I can't even remember anymore what years I was at what stations, but Ryan did the sports at Channel 5 for a while. So it appears as though this was his own decision. Is that
the... It does.
Yeah.
It seems to be. Yeah, and it was funny. I was just thinking as I was getting ready to chat with you, remembering Tim Weigel, right, did the same thing that Ryan did in terms of switching to news for a while. Ryan Baker did it for 5 years in the morning and then back to sports. So back in the day, remember Tim Weigel did that as well. People remember him as a great sportscaster, but did it with Ryan. He 5 years very ably did the news co-anchor job as well. So he had quite a run at his last gig, certainly at CBS too.
Yeah, in 2019 he shifted to a morning news anchor, returned to sports in 2024. His last day on the air will be June 25. Any word on what they're going to do over there to replace him?
Nothing yet. I haven't gotten any info yet. I did ask, but we don't know yet.
Let's talk about what's happening at CBS. There's a lot to go through here. The latest, Leslie Stahl said that the Paramount CEO has pledged that 60 Minutes will remain independent editorial-wise. What are you hearing from your sources?
I'm not sure. I've heard about that, there was quite a bit of fallout, after Scott Pelley was fired a week ago. At this point, they're trying to, I believe, the best way to look at this, sort of damage control that the staffers that are remaining, the top correspondents, have said they're staying on basically to try to preserve this legacy. It's almost six decades. 60 Minutes has been, the preeminent news show on TV, but obviously it's a tumultuous situation. And they, as you mentioned, Leslie Stahl, she got some reassurances that they'll have independence, but hasn't looked like that, right? In the early days of the new management and ownership, with some interference in editorial content, and then this big blow up, they laid off two senior correspondents and the executive producer in the last couple of weeks. Scott Pelley stood up at a staff meeting and called him out on it, and they fired him.
The report the other day was that the 60 Minutes chief, the new guy in charge, Nick Bilton, has brought in a consultant by the name of Kelly Funk to help manage his transition to the newsroom, they say. Is this part of the damage control?
I think there's going to be a lot to sort out. You can imagine, his first staff meeting, he comes in after two people have just been fired, and he's replacing an executive producer who's been fired, and it's pretty unsettling. And Scott Pelley was challenging him. I read an interesting piece, I think it was in the New York Times, that interview he did, but he felt like he was the senior guy there. There were no other correspondents at the meeting, and he felt it was his duty to sort of stand up and question where things were going. And of course, it turned into that Bilton felt he was being undermined at his first meeting, and they felt they had no recourse but to let Pelley go. But boy, it's a management nightmare right now, right?
Yeah, and
you've lost a lot of folks, and people are questioning the credibility.
they're waiting for this merger to be approved, and if it is, the new owners of CBS will also be running CNN. And there's a report today about Barry Weiss, who's in charge of the news now at CBS and 60 Minutes, mm-hmm. that she will oversee CNN.
I'm sure, again, they'll have to see how all this plays out. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of concern on the CNN side, too, and among viewers about, you know, the integrity of cable news and broadcast news going forward. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
And finally, as you wrote in your column yesterday, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago is going to get what remains of the old set from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Are people going to really want to go visit his desk and chairs, Robert?
I'm sure they're hoping so. Yeah, it's it was kind of fun. I went to see the actual furniture arrive, if you will. And I know I mentioned the story. I still was a little amazed it was coming at all. If you watched the last couple weeks of the show, Letterman and Colbert threw what looked like the entire set off the roof of the Ed Sullivan Theater. But apparently that was a stunt double furniture set or something. But, yeah, it was very cool. They brought it in, and they're going to set it up. And I don't know if you've been in the new pop-up, you know, place on West Randolph. They opened in October, but it's very much devoted to late night TV now. You know, back in the day, it was Bozo Circus, and I'm sure you're in there somewhere, Bob, right, with the radio stuff. So I would think.
Yeah, I'm definitely a museum piece. And you wrote that they're going to rename the place. And I would think they would name it after Paul Harvey. He gave so much money to that operation over the years. What do you think?
They were very tight-lipped. I would have had it in the story. You know, all I know is it's a famous Chicago broadcaster. I hesitate to say who. I have my own bet, but I don't know. Someone's in line, but they will not reveal. They're keeping it close to the vest for now.
You want to reveal your guess?
I don't. You know. Well, I don't know if I should. It's just a guess. Understand? I have no. Yeah. Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a stay tuned kind of deal, but I was thinking maybe Bob Newhart. I don't know.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Chicagoan. Yeah.
I have no clue, honestly, but yeah, we'll find out.
Okay. How about Larry Lujack? It's
there
Robert
you go.
Robert Chanik. Yeah. Read more about it in the Chicago Tribune. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, and talk to you soon. All righty.
Take care.